Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Biden administration has completed its months-long review of the U.S. trade relationship with China, and it says that the Trump administration's unilateral approach alienated our allies along with trading partners, all while hurting large sections of the U.S. economy. This week, speaking before the Center for Strategic and International Studies, U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai said that the Biden administration is now taking steps to realign America's trade policies towards China based around U.S. priorities, which include agriculture.
U.S. agriculture has not been spared either. While we have seen more exports to China in recent years, market share is shrinking, and agriculture remains an unpredictable sector for U.S. farmers and ranchers who have come to rely heavily on this market.
And she says this includes lingering trade issues like China meeting its full agricultural purchase commitments under the Phase 1 agreement. Now, the ambassador says other key components of the strategic realignment include a targeted tariff exclusion process, enforcement use of the full set of trade tools, and development of new ones to help protect our nation from harmful foreign policies and practices. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.